Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, What Happened is Hillary Rodham Clinton's 2017 political memoir about the 2016 U.S. presidential election and her effort to explain how a widely expected victory turned into a defeat by Donald Trump. The book is both personal and analytical. Clinton reflects on the campaign, her own choices, the emotional toll of the race, and the external forces she believes shaped the outcome. It also functions as a political account of a uniquely disruptive election, addressing media coverage, FBI Director James Comey, Russian interference, sexism, and internal democratic tensions. Rather than presenting a simple postmortem, the memoir combines self-critique with argument, asking readers to consider how messaging, institutions, and public perception interact in modern campaigns. Its purpose is not only to revisit the election, but also to offer Clinton's perspective on what the defeat meant for her, for the Democratic Party, and for American politics more broadly. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a first-person account of the 2016 election defeat. The central purpose of What Happened is to tell the 2016 election story from Clinton's point of view. She revisits the campaign as a candidate who entered the race with major experience, strong fundraising, and broad institutional support, yet lost in the Electoral College to Donald Trump. This framing matters because the book is not written as detached political history. It is a memoir shaped by the author's own proximity to events, so the reader gets a view of how the campaign felt from inside the candidate's team. Clinton uses that perspective to trace the path from expectation to shock, emphasizing that the loss was not the result of one cause, but a combination of strategic, political, and structural factors. The result is a narrative that is as much about processing defeat as it is about explaining it. Readers who want a candidate-centered interpretation of the election will find the book valuable because it captures the intersection of personal disappointment and public consequence. Secondly, how media coverage and the email controversy shaped perceptions. A major argument in the memoir is that the campaign was distorted by media attention and by the continuing focus on Clinton's email controversy. She contends that policy proposals and long-term governing plans received less attention than sensational coverage that reinforced public skepticism. In her telling, the press played a role in narrowing the election conversation, often turning complex issues into simplified narratives that were easier to repeat than to correct. This theme is important because it shows how modern campaigns are fought not only through rallies and ads, but through attention management. Clinton argues that the media environment helped define her candidacy in ways that were difficult to escape, especially when negative stories crowded out discussion of her platform. The book does not claim that media coverage alone caused the loss, but it treats coverage as a force that magnified vulnerabilities and shaped voter impressions. That makes the memoir useful for understanding the relationship between journalism, scandal, and electoral politics in the digital age. Thirdly, Comey, Russian interference, and the unequal role of outside disruption. The book gives significant attention to external events that Clinton believes changed the race at critical moments. She is especially focused on FBI Director James Comey's public actions regarding the email investigation, which she sees as a destabilizing intervention late in the campaign. She also discusses Russian interference, including fake news and social media manipulation, as a deliberate effort to influence public opinion and damage her candidacy. These sections matter because they expand the explanation for the election beyond campaign tactics or candidate personality. Clinton presents the race as one in which outside actors and institutional decisions affected the political environment in ways that favored her opponent. The argument is not simply that the election was stolen, but that multiple disruptions stacked against her at the same time. This gives the memoir a broader analytical dimension. It becomes a study of how fragile democratic contests can be when information systems, law enforcement decisions, and foreign influence all intersect. Readers interested in election integrity will find this part of the book especially significant. Fourthly, a candid but defensive self-assessment of campaign strategy. While the memoir is strongly defensive in places, it also includes self-assessment. Clinton acknowledges that her campaign struggled to offer a message that felt as simple and emotionally powerful as Trump's slogan-driven appeal. She reflects on the difficulty of turning detailed policy into a vision that could energize voters at scale. This is one of the most instructive parts of the book because it shows an experienced politician grappling with the limits of competence-based campaigning in an era dominated by identity, symbolism, and emotional resonance. Clinton also examines the Democratic primary and her disagreements with Bernie Sanders, arguing that intra-party conflict weakened the eventual nominee. Even when readers disagree with her conclusions, the discussion is useful because it reveals how campaigns can win arguments on policy, yet lose the broader contest for enthusiasm. The book therefore serves as a case study in political messaging. It suggests that expertise resumes and issue lists are not enough if they do not translate into a compelling story that voters can immediately grasp and repeat. Lastly, gender, resilience, and the personal cost of public defeat. Another defining theme is the gendered experience of politics and the emotional burden of losing after years in public life. Clinton presents herself as someone who endured intense scrutiny, criticism, and expectations that were shaped partly by being a woman seeking the presidency. The memoir explores how public judgment, private disappointment, and the need to keep functioning in the aftermath of defeat all became part of her experience. This dimension gives the book a human and reflective quality that goes beyond campaign analysis. It is not simply about why she lost. It is also about what it feels like to absorb a nationally visible failure and then interpret it in real time. The emphasis on resilience, family support, and persistence helps explain why the memoir resonates with readers interested in the personal side of political life. At the same time, the gender theme places the election in a larger context, suggesting that the barriers facing women in high office are not only institutional, but also cultural and narrative, affecting how leadership is judged and remembered. In conclusion, What Happened is best suited for readers who want a candidate's inside account of the 2016 election, especially those interested in campaign strategy, media influence, and the pressures of presidential politics. It will be particularly useful for students of American politics, readers comparing competing explanations for Clinton's loss, and anyone trying to understand how modern elections are shaped by messaging, scandal, institutional decisions, and digital disinformation. Its value lies less in offering a neutral historical verdict than in revealing how Clinton herself interprets the defeat and what she believes the campaign failed to overcome. Compared with many political memoirs, it stands out because it combines personal reflection with a sustained argument about the conditions of electoral politics, including sexism, Russian interference, and the difficulty of building emotional momentum around policy-heavy messaging. Even readers skeptical of Clinton's conclusions can benefit from the book's insider detail and its self-aware examination of political vulnerability. As a memoir of loss, it is also a study in how public figures reconstruct meaning after a defining setback, making it more than a campaign recap and more than a defense. It is an important source for understanding both the election and the author's response to it. If you would like to support Hillary Rodham Clinton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.